In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today after the Mass, we will start our novena to Saint Joseph, because tomorrow is the solemnity of Saint Joseph, and during this feast time, we will ask his protection, not only to the whole Church, because he's the protector of Catholic Church, but also for all of us, because as Saint Joseph protected and watched over baby Jesus, in the same manner he also cares and watches over each of us individually. And we Christians have always needed a very much protection from the enemies of Christianity and enemies of the Church. And I'll tell you today about an incident which happened in a faraway eastern country named Korea. Korea is one of the small states in Asia. And after World War II in 1945, it was divided into two parts. The northern part became a communist state. The communists are those who really much hate Christianity and Catholicism, while south part of Korea, they became friends of America. In the north, all religion was forbidden. And at that time, there was still about 50,000 Catholics living there, and there was lively missionary work. But it all ended when the communists gained the power, and it was counted that 166 priests and religious were killed or kidnapped. The Bishop of North Korean Catholics, named Bishop Francis Hong, he was imprisoned in 1949, and he disappeared, and even today we don't know what happened to him. The Catholics in North Korea, they cannot have churches or priests, but some of them, they still remember in their hearts their Catholic faith. Some refugees from North Korea, they have told stories that they have seen elderly people sitting in circles, counting beans and murmuring, as if they were reciting the rosary. Our today's Mass is that Mass of the Angels, and I'll tell you about the story of miraculous rescue of a soldier by an angel, and this happened in that faraway country of Korea. It was in the year 1950 when North Korea attacked South Korea, and America came to the aid of the South. In the Korean War, there was an American soldier named Michael experienced an extraordinary assistance of his patron saint, Saint Michael. He wrote his story to his mother, how he and his company went out on patrol on one foggy, wintry day. And then he noticed how a new soldier joined the group and marched alongside Michael. He turned to him and said, "I have never seen you before. I thought I knew every man in the outfit." "I just joined at the last minute," he replied. "The name is Michael." "Really? That's my name too." "I know," this new Marine said, and started to recite, "Michael, Michael of the morning." Our Michael was really surprised that this fellow knew about this prayer. Before he had left home for Korea, his mother had urged him to say this prayer before any confrontation with the enemy. "Michael, Michael of the morning, fresh cord of heaven adorning, keep me safe today and in time of temptation, drive the devil away. Amen." And he was wondering, how could this new soldier know his name, and much less that he said this prayer? But still, he had taught the prayer to the other soldiers. Perhaps this was the reason for his knowing it. They walked in silence for a time, and then the new Michael warned, "We are going to have some trouble up ahead." They got separated from the rest of the troops in the fog. It began to snow, and later the fog lifted, the snow stopped, and the sun came out. They walked over a little hill, and there were seven communist soldiers waiting for them with raised rifles about 30 or 40 yards away. Our Michael shouted, "Get down!" and threw himself on the ground just as they shot, but the new Michael was still standing there. He should have been killed instantly. Our Michael got up to save his inexperienced new friend, but as he did so, he was wounded in the chest. All he could remember were Michael's strong arms around him, laying him on the ground. He looked up and he saw now Saint Michael standing there in a blaze of glory, his face shining like the sun. He had a big sword in his hand that flashed with million lights. Later on, when he woke up, the rest of the soldiers came to see him with the sergeant. Sergeant asked, "How did you do it, son?" He asked, "Where is Michael?" "Michael who?" Sergeant seemed puzzled. "Michael, the big Marine walking with me right up to the last moment. I saw him there as I fell." Sergeant said gravely, "Son, you're the only Michael in my unit. I handpicked all you fellows, and there's only one Michael, you. And son, you weren't walking with anyone. I was watching you because you were too far off from us, and I was worried. Now tell me, son," he repeated, "how did you do it?" It was the second time he had asked that. "How did I do what?" "How did you kill those seven communists? There wasn't a single bullet fired from your rifle." "What? Come on, son, they were all killed around you, each one slayed by a sword stroke." Dear children, with this amazing story from faraway Korea, when a soldier was rescued by an angel, we truly see the great power in God's protection and the protection of an angel. We should also remember from Korea that many, many Catholics around the world, they are not free to practice their religion. There are still many people in the world who unfortunately hate our religion. They hate Jesus and they hate the church, and they want to do all in their power to stop us from giving our worship to Almighty God. We must pray very hard for Saint Joseph, pray for Saint Michael, so that our dear church might grow and spread its influence and power all over the world, so that not only we could give sacraments and true faith to every Catholic, but that we would also continuously grow in every part of the world, and that we might also induce other people to worship true God, as we are privileged to do. Let us also pray for those evil people who persecute Catholics, that by almighty mercy of God they might see how foolishly they act, and they also, either by a message of an angel or through the intercession of a fellow of faithful Catholics' prayers, they might see that God's mercy is reserved for them as well, and that they are acting very foolishly in condemning themselves by the blood of innocent Christians. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,